panic buying still a problem? I'm Tim McGuire with an AP News Minute. Colonial Pipeline reportedly paid $5 million in Bitcoin to the hacking group holding its computer system hostage last weekend. The company is back in operation, but gasoline and other fuels remain short, especially from the Carolinas into Maryland and the Mid-Atlantic region of the East Coast. Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm says the shortages have been fed by panic buying.
People should not panic. Really, the gasoline is coming, and this hoarding issue, or if you take more than what you need, it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy in terms of the shortages, as you can imagine.
Walmart says it won't require vaccinated shoppers or workers to wear a mask in U.S. stores unless state or local laws say otherwise. Customers will be held to an honor system. The company is offering workers $75 for proof of vaccination. Walmart's decision could lead other chains to follow suit. I'm Tim McGuire.